Once we add the consumer surplus for each individual renter, we come up with the total consumer surplus in the market, or the sum of the benefits to all consumers. In this case, this equals $150. One important thing to notice is that consumer surplus is a good representation of the benefits renters receive from renting. Maria is not actually putting $100 in her pocket, but when she rents an apartment for $700, it is as if she is doing just that. This is the same as saying that Maria receives benefits every time she is able to participate in the market for apartments. Total consumer surplus is the sum of the individual consumer surpluses of all the buyers of a good in a market.